A man who targeted an Asian family in a road rampage near Auckland has been jailed for 2.5 years. Fraser Milne appeared in the High Court at Auckland this morning to be sentenced for what the Crown said was a racially motivated attack. It all started when the 22-year-old crossed paths with a Chinese family who were on a weekend outing at a Fitu Peninsula last March. Our court reporter Annika Smith filed this report.
Fraser Milne believed the family's car crossed the centre line and swerved his vehicle off the road and into a fence. Enraged, he chased them down not once, but 3 times. Throughout the ordeal, he shouted and swore at the family, hurling racial slurs and threatening his dog would eat them. On the 3rd encounter, he deliberately clipped their vehicle while travelling at 100 kilometres an hour. It flipped and landed upside down on the roof of his car, sending 2 children, aged 10 and 12, flying out the window. Miraculously, no one died, but the impact would be long-lasting. These are the words of the father of the Chinese family, but not his voice.
We have been living in New Zealand for many years. The fresh air, the friendly people, we have felt safe. Since the crash, though, I cannot get over what happened. New Zealand is such a beautiful country, but people like the man are worse than Americans with a gun.
Milne's victims weren't in court this morning, but they spoke through Crown Prosecutor Jasper Rhodes. The court heard the father was now in respite care after being diagnosed with brain tumours. His wife said he changed after the attack, and she now lived in fear that their attacker would come for them again.
I'm scared of driving and being out in public generally, but especially scared of driving. I've changed so much, I worry about everything. Noises at night, bad things that might happen again, I don't want to be this way.
All 5 occupants of the car were hospitalised after the crash. The youngest child had a skull fracture, scalp laceration, a small subdural hematoma and significant grazing over their body. Milne pleaded guilty to dangerous driving, injuring with intent to cause grievous bodily harm and 4 charges of injuring with reckless disregard for safety. Jasper Rhodes said the family were lucky to get out alive. He submitted the attack was racially motivated and asked for a sentence of 8 to 9 years imprisonment. But Milne's defence lawyer Mark Ryan said a lengthy prison term for the young man wasn't appropriate. He said his client had accepted his actions were atrocious and had undertaken a rehabilitative program ahead of sentencing.
The defendant accepts he acted stupidly, irrationally and without thought. He pursued the car at high speed while driving dangerously and forced the vehicle off the road.
After hearing submissions from counsel, Justice Fitzgerald concluded the attack was not motivated by racial hatred. She denounced his racial slurs but said there was no evidence Milne knew of and was motivated by the victim's ethnicity before he flew into a rage.
You made several appalling comments concerning the victim's ethnicity. Please be assured that I am not downplaying the inappropriateness of these comments in any way. They were abhorrent. But I must stand back and consider whether the offending itself was racially motivated.
She jailed him for 2.5 years and disqualified him from driving for 12 months after his release from custody. Ātuiti ko te mātua ko Annika Smith aho.